Right. Well, hello, my friends. How are you all this morning? It is just Norm. It is 5:58 a.m. I am on my way to the Dunedin Causeway for a... Well, let's see how many miles I get, shall we? It's Saturday. Obviously don't have enough coffee inside of me. Saturday, November the 22nd, 2014. And, I had meant, story of my life, right? I meant to get up around 4 a.m. and get many, many miles in. But now it's a bit closer to 6. And we'll see what we get in. Mrs. Rosenberg is working this morning, so that limits my time. I need to get back to the house in order to watch over the girls. Maybe a little bit silly with that. I still don't feel like they're 3 and 4 years old when that's not the case. Rosella's 14 and sometimes stays with Giselle for a couple of hours while we might be trying to get home from work or back from church or whatever the case may be, so she'll watch her. But there's, you know, with them being girls, I don't know. There's something protective that says that I should hurry up and get back sooner rather than later. I guess that's a good thing. I don't know. So, gonna be a busy day. Doesn't feel leisurely this morning. Doesn't feel languished. Doesn't feel... I don't have euphoria about getting a run in. It's more like I've got to squeeze one in. Not just because I need to get home, but, the week was like that, you know? I spoke with you guys last a couple of days ago on Thursday on an edition of Walk Breaks. And that was actually the first day of this week I got to run because of total busyness. And today, after I get home and cleaned up, then the girls and I have to do a few errands. I have to get a new garbage disposal unit, you know, the thing under your sink, and then figure out how to put that thing in because our old one has stopped after 15 years. It's a pretty good life, huh? And we have to get some art materials for Roselle for a school project she has coming up, and Mrs. Rosenberg will be trying to get home as soon as she can from work, because then we have a night planned at the movies and dinner. Don't know which we're going to squeeze in first, but there's a new movie out that Roselle wants to see. It's the newest edition of The Hunger Games. Did I say that like I was a TV announcer? The Hunger Games, playing at a theater near you. Yeah, she really, really loves those movies, The Hunger Games. I've watched, I think there's 3 altogether. I don't know how many there are. I don't follow it arduently like many people do. But I watched at least the last one, Catching Fire. And maybe I've seen one of the older ones, bits and pieces of it. They're pretty good movies. I like them. Got that whole science fiction dystopian thing going. But Roselle loves them. She reads the books. I mean, before these movies even come out, she's read most of the Percy Jackson series, those kind of things. So I remember when I was a kid, I would read many books, and it would embellish or add to watching the movie, and then I would kind of, like most of us do, decide if we thought the movie did the book justice, because, of course, Hollywood takes a bit of liberty with those. Excuse me. It's drizzling. It's a bit cool outside. I don't think my unbridled enthusiasm is going to kick in until probably somewhere along the run. Right now, I feel a little bit like I want to get back in the bed, actually. Now, instead of a long run today, I may wind up doing 5 or 6 miles, although I would really rather long miles. And then perhaps I could get up tomorrow morning and run again and get, you know, 2 shorter chunks of mileage. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see what the day has in store for us. So I'll bet you don't hear the windshield wipers like you used to. I got some new windshield wipers. It's kind of like that cartoon my girl watches. I don't even know what the cartoon is where the kid says, I got a library card. I got a library card. And here I am saying, I got some new windshield wipers. Got some new windshield wipers. Anyway, they are. They're not fancy. They're just doing the job. They don't make that big window. You know, it's not even a squeak. You know how the rubber just kind of abrades the glass and maybe gets some of the rain off? So I've got new windshield wipers, and I'm gently brushing away the drizzle. I hope it just stays a drizzle. So, anyway, let's get a sip of coffee here, and then I'm going to continue on to the causeway. Love my Java. All right, we'll continue on up the road, and I will talk with you once I am tap tap tapping, hap hap happying down the way on the run today. All right, see ya. Right. Well, I'm out in it. I am out in it. If you can hear some of the traffic, you can tell that the streets are wet and slick, adding to a bit more noise than I would prefer. But to create the atmosphere, let's be decisive about tuning that out. In other words, I don't want to be distracted by it, and I don't want you to be distracted by it. Morning.
Morning.
It's a pleasant lady walking her dog, and she has on what looks to be a sky blue winter parka, while her dog boasts a safety orange doggy vest. What do you call those? The things that fit around the body of the pups. The reason that caught my eye is because the weather can go either way today. And by that, I think I mean more specifically the way the weather feels. Because for me, I felt especially chilly this morning. I'm wearing an olive green light, olive green, maybe even beige head buff. A sleeveless muscle shirt, sleeveless technical muscle shirt, which proudly bear the emblem of the New York Football Jets. Over the top of that, I have a long sleeve hunter green
New York Jets shirt. Did I say cotton? It's cotton. I am wearing some olive slash khaki running shorts, some black socks, and my pretty dirtied up Newtons. My olive green, quite a bit of dirt stained Newtons. They feel right. They feel good and dirtied up. They're not all pristine and scrub clean. They're the perfect shoe for a cloudy, 60 degree, drizzly day in West Central Florida. And yes, I felt a bit chilly. I was really curious as to whether I was overdressing or not. I decided that it was what it was, and it is what it is. And now, having run a couple of miles, I feel just right.
It was raining in Brooklyn when we got off the train, and you looked me in the eye.
I started off in the parking lot of the Walgreens pharmacy, ran throughout the adjoining neighborhood down Baywood Drive. It might have been Baywood Circle North, looping around to Baywood Drive slash Circle South, across alternate number 19, which is also synonymous with Bayshore Boulevard, to the Pinellas Trail, which I ran northward on until I hit the intersection of Curlew Road to my east and Causeway Boulevard to my west. I chose to go to the east until I could run across the street even further northbound through St. Mark's Sanctuary Breezeways, and then west to catch just a bit of the northern tip of Pinellas Trail, back south and across Curlew to Causeway Boulevard, where you now find me on St. Michael's Place, I believe. I don't know if this is St. Michael's Place, if it turns into Woodette Drive. We'll see here in a moment. And when I finish this little circle, I'll be dedicated to Causeway Boulevard proper. And it has changed into Woodette Drive. So there you go. A little topography in case you actually look upon my maps, which I believe, almost positive, that Carlos, the running jackal, Castillo, does do. I believe he looks at the maps. And speaking of Mr. Castillo, who has put out multiple podcasts, but as of recently, I am just catching up with Freedom Run number 12, and I must comment on it because it took me through the beginning of this run. I wanted to catch up with that with the knowledge that Kevin has not yet put out number 132, and there are Jim Dandies and Steve Hailstones that I will be able to catch up with this weekend. I think even Jim has a Spreaker episode of I Was Just Thinking. So, one of the things that I found particularly interesting on the Freedom Run was the Jackal's commentary on children and the feelings that we may or may not have in rearing them on up through the ages of, or the transition from dependency to independence. And I found it very interesting, the depth of thought that he put out in sharing what his views were on that life event. And it got me to thinking about how I feel about those life events, seeing as I have so very many children, and my views and my actions towards them all have changed and evolved over time. I paused for a moment while I made my way away from the street down to the miniature shoreline here on the intercoastal waterway. The drizzle seems to kind of come and go, a bit heavier at times and a bit lighter at times. I don't really know that I could even qualify it as a rain, but there's some moisture coming down on me. Yes, the way that we view and or interact and or make our stance with and towards our children as they age is something I think I have been a bit caught up in over the days of my life. It's not something I've given much thought to recently, but so for example, I have grown sons and I interact with and treat them differently than I do my little single digit and double digit teenage girls. Maybe there's a gender bias, but maybe it's just that I might be similar to Carlos in the fact that, do I lose interest once they get older in the nurturing? Do I lose interest in the nurturing aspect of parenting as they get older and more independent, as he had shared? I don't want to look too deeply and in depth at myself, but I didn't notice that occurred to me as he was speaking so eloquently in his recent offering. I'm running along a seawall about halfway up, or halfway along the drawbridge at the Eden Causeway. Now I'm gonna carefully trot upwards, make my way onto the bridge. The rocks are slick. I don't want to fall and break my face. So I'm being a bit trepidatious as I come up. There's only a sparse few people out here. Morning.
How are you?
Catching anything? Oh, really? Three of them? Have a good day, guys. The sun was a bit more likely to engage in conversation than Dad, but that's okay. I don't usually see dolphins out here. I guess occasionally. I see them more along Tampa Bay at the Courtney Campbell Causeway. But surely they're out here as well. Yes, I think I was about to touch on decisiveness. I feel like this week I snapped from my usual tendency to be dragged along by people's whims and desires and thoughts, opinions, and ideas that I should strive to acquiesce to them and at some level seek acceptance. But after an encounter at work one day this week where I found that cars.
Morning.
Catch anything?
Small
he was intently fishing. But anyway, one day this week, I have to be cryptic because, you know, it's my vocation. But let's just say, in an unrealistic, probably unrealistic setting and atmosphere of blame, I felt as though somebody took my run from me this week. And the reason I say that is because myself and other colleagues noted that somebody decided they wanted to come in. I'm going to walk a little bit here because I'm just coming up to the downslope of the western side of the bridge, and that's where those slick rocks are really going to get tricky. I got to be careful. You may hear me fall. I hope you don't. I may have just jinxed myself. Anyway, there was an encounter. It was somebody purposed themselves upon us to try to emotionally manipulate. Oh, this does not go. No. Nope. I can't do it here. I'm going to go a little further and go to the grass. I almost fell. Actually, let's just take the road down to where it blends. There's no reason for me to try to make a steep descent. So somebody purposed themselves to essentially dump on us emotionally. It was just so unfair. It just really was so unnecessary. And it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't anything earth-shattering or tragic or newsworthy, but it was just an awkward situation in which the following day I felt prompted to be quite a bit more decisive and, what's the word I'm looking at, concise and in control of the encounters for the rest of the week. Not in a mean way. Well, it's raining pretty hard now. You hear it? Morning. This guy sitting in his car, smoking a cigarette, looking at me like I'm nuts for running in the rain. What are you doing? Sucking down cancer in your lungs, buddy. Anyway, I felt quite a bit more decisive in my encounters this week, and it worked out quite well. There was no harshness or impatience or second guessing. It was just simply decisive is the best word I can come up with. Mature, dare I say, I matured a bit in my patient encounters this week. I don't know. But it led to some pretty good thinking and emotional stability for me this week, instead of being dragged along on the emotional roller coaster of life. All right, let's see here. Let me pause this for a second. Okay, I'm back. It's really coming down now. And so for me, that means I have to kind of reframe my mind. I know that sounds silly, but I stopped under a palm tree and I saw the rain. It's coming off the Gulf. The western skies are darker but gray, not black. And I really can't say that it's cold anymore. But seeing as I didn't even want to get up early this morning and I wasn't really looking for rain, I have to kind of reframe my mind to say, okay, Norman, you need to grit your teeth and get through this, where you need to find that sweet spot where you get soaked and you're just enraptured in the humidification of the skies. So I had to repurpose my brain just previous to this pause. Show you, you can really never plan on what the run is going to be to you in any given episode. You might hope for glorious sun rises, sunsets, cooler temps, soft breezes, warm days. But when you get a day like this, and you weren't looking for it, you have to adjust your mind and your body and your feeling and your whole framework of perception in order to manage, or what's the word I'm looking for? Commune with it. Yep, that seemed right. Now, the deciding factor at this point will be whether to go over the second bridge, which is just a little blip on the radar that takes me out to the Honeymoon Island State Park entrance, or whether I'll turn around at the canoe and jet ski rental, which I'm coming up on now. Alright, well, I'm recording this little ditty, an addendum, if you will, with my iToy, and it's about 8:30 in the morning. I just finished the run, and I think I've captured, I hope, some worthy material for your listening pleasure. However, as I listened back, it seemed the Sony may have gotten a bit waterlogged. I may indeed have lost the whole show. So if it sounds a little altered, and it sounds a little tunneled, you'll know why it sounds thus. So this is my official explanation. I'm just grasping for words here, so... Onward, upward, on with the show. Let's see how it sounds. Bye.
The bee. The bee by Joy Howie. In a garden, in a tree, in a flower is a bee. Out of the flower, out of the tree, out of the garden after me.
A bee. Good job.